huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and welcome to the Money Podcast. So there are four levels of wealth when it comes to the actions or implementations or strategies that you can leverage as an entrepreneur. Four levels of wealth. So level one is labor. Level two is management. Level three is strategy. And level four is vision. And I'm going to talk you through those. It'll be a pretty brief episode because I like short, sharp content on the Money Podcast. And also, I want you to actually not spend hours and hours listening. I want you to spend hours and hours doing. So level one is labor. That is using your sweat. That is working, grinding, hustling, using your brawn rather than your brain. And of course, most of the population, that's how they earn money. Now, by the way, these four levels, there's no right or wrong. It's not like the highest level is, you know, superior to the lowest level. It's just the higher up the levels of wealth you go, the more money you make. And paradoxically, the more money you make on less of your personal time. So the higher up the levels you go, the more leverage you exercise. So what? It must be 90% plus of the population are earning money through labor, through graft, through grind, through muscle, through brawn. It's a job being employed. That has a real ceiling in terms of your earning capacity. I can't imagine many people are earning more than £50,000, $70,000when they're using labor. Level two is management. That's when you get promoted. When you manage people, you have more leverage. Because it's not just your time that brings in money, it's the time of the people that you manage. So there, you know, you can essentially not just use your 8 hours a day, but let's say you manage 10 people, you use their 8 hours a day. So that's their 80 hours a day plus your 8 hours a day. That's 88 hours a day of work getting done on your 8 hours work. So the limitation of management is, you know, many management professionals and gurus say, once you get beyond 6 or 8 people to manage, it becomes really hard and overwhelming for you to manage all those people. Now, level 2.5 would be managing managers who manage managers who manage managers. Now, there are managers that do earn 7 figures. But usually if they start to go into the 7-figure realm of earnings, they would move to level 3, which is strategy. So as soon as you can start managing people, whether you're employed or an entrepreneur, you're going to have leverage because you're going to earn on other people's work. When you're on level 1, which is labor, you're not earning on anyone else's work except yourself. But level 2, management, like I said, you could be earning on 6 or 8 people's work. And then level 2.5, which is managing managers who manage managers, you could be earning on 20 or 50 or 100 people, which is why your revenue could go up to 7 figures. So level 3 is strategy. Hopefully what you're starting to see here is a pattern. And the pattern is the more people that you can earn from or that you directly impact to and create jobs, consultations or employment, or you create the next breed of entrepreneurs, you're going to earn vastly more amount of money than just on your own time. So a lot of entrepreneurs are like, oh, well, I don't really want to employ anyone, or I'm struggling employing people, or I employed someone and they nicked my business and set up in competition, or I hate managing people, blah, blah, blah. That's fine, but you just have to accept that the downside of that is that you can't really scale your income, probably not even to six figures, or you might just be really low six figures. Okay, then level three is strategy. So this would be MD, CEO, chairman, or entrepreneur. And that is where you create plans and actions that managers then pass down to the workers to implement. So you're doing the 1, 5, and 10 year business plans. You're doing the local, national, and global strategy for growth. So you are implementing the vision, which is, by the way, level four, for that to go into action. Now, usually someone who's at the strategy level will manage very few people, but they will manage the managers who manage the managers who manage the laborers. So I am co-founder of two training companies, Progressive Property and Progressive Success, and I only really manage three people. And really, two of those, I sort of don't manage them. I see them more as partners. But there's only really three people that I am asking to do tasks or share strategy or vision or management or whatever. Now, my MD manages my entire organization. And in the training business, that was with our letting agency, that was 95 people just before COVID. Bit less now, but similar numbers. My business partner, Mark, manages a project manager who managed nearly 100 contractors on our 125,000 square foot, 140 odd units. So that's level three when you're a strategist. You know, so for example, our developments, 145 units. Mark creates the strategy, which is to turn empty or dilapidated or struggling retail into commercial. And then he employs managers. And the main project manager or the architect, the planner, you know, he manages just a few of those. They then implement the plan to develop the building over sort of 3 years into 100 units, one building and 40 odd units, the other. And then, of course, the all of our contractors end up doing the job. They're the labourers. So that one building, the 100 units, 85,000 square foot, that should be end value, including the bottom retail, about £22 million. The day rate contractors might earn 150, 200, 250 a day tops. The crane driver, he earns, I think, 250 plus a day, does all right. You know, and the sort of, you know, the general people who do the painting, the decorating and the labour might earn 150 a day. So you can see the disparity. And people think this is unfair or this is crude or the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. It's not true. The reality is the higher up the four levels of actionable wealth you go, the more people you employ, the more taxes you pay, the more revenue you generate, the more staff you're paying, national insurance you're paying corporation tax, you're generating VAT, you're generating vast amounts of economy. And in my book, Money, I call this your GDP. Why GDP? GDP, gross domestic product, you know, the amount of currency or money that's flowing around an economy. Well, your GDP is how much money that you're creating through jobs, taxations, business rates, etc. I think I pay something like 12 or 13 different variations of tax when you add them all in. So I'm generating a lot of money by creating these big projects. And then level four, my good friends, is vision. So vision is Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs wasn't soldering the motherboards. Steve Jobs, you know, had the idea. Elon Musk isn't on the factory line building the cars and the rockets. Elon Musk has the vision to take us to Mars. Mars. So the visionaries, what they do is they create next level ideas. You know, they take us from local to national to global. They solve the world's meaningful problems. They're even taking us intergalactic now. You know, they're trying to get an electric car in every home. They're trying to get, you know, an iPhone or a piece of technology in every home. Now, if the visionaries were the workers, they wouldn't have time to create the big ideas and solve the big problems and create the collaborations, you know, deal with all the legal issues, that, you know, the challenges that come with vast scale. So let me just summarize these. Now, if you want to earn more money, you need to go up this sort of four value ladder of wealth, if you like. Like I said, nothing right or wrong with any of them. It's just, where do you want to be? Now, each level has an upside and a downside. So level one, which is essentially the labor element. The upside of that is there's not too much responsibility. There's not too much after hours responsibility or work. It's pretty simple work to do, and it's kind of easier to get that job per se. Then you move up to level two. Of course, the downside, is the ceiling on your income. You know, the 50, the 70,000 pounds or dollars, likely to be not much more than that. Move up to level two, which is the management level. The upside is you can earn on lots of other people's time, so you can dramatically increase your revenue. The downside is you manage a lot of people. You're responsible for a lot of people, and management is completely different to labor. Labor, you just crack on and do what you've got to do. You take instructions. Management, you're responsible for people, and people, they're inconsistent and they don't always do what you tell them. So, you know, you've got to do HR. You're responsible for their well-being, their grievances and all that kind of stuff. Level three is strategy. Now, the upside of strategy is you can impact many people. You can change the direction of a company or a brand. You can create great scale. The downside of that is there's a lot of responsibility on strategy, and you get strategy wrong and, you know, you can cost your company a lot of money. And then, of course, level four is the visionary. Now, the higher up the levels you go, the ceiling just goes on your income. You know, you can go from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 figures or from 80 to 160 billion like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. But of course, you know, you've got the world know you. You've got criticism. You know, you've got legal cases. You're just at such vast scale, you can't ever sort of hide from anything or anyone. So you've got to know the upsides and the downsides. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm an entrepreneur and I love growing and making a difference and I want to make a global impact. So, you know, I'm prepared to take the downside to get the upside if it means that I get far more critics along the way, more responsibility. I'm game for that because I like the upside more than I don't like the downside. You know, just before COVID, we had nearly 200 staff across four different companies, although I batched them into three and one. So our training business and our letting agency had 95, and then our developments had nearly 100 contractors. And that was a wobbly moment when the lockdown happens. You're like, bloody hell, I'm responsible for all these people. Have we got to lay a load of people off? What are the government going to do? Are they going to protect us? Are they going to make it really difficult for us? Will we have to stop our building projects? Are we going to be able to run the company? And that's a lot of responsibility. And that was definitely an unnerving moment. But at the same time, I love the fact that I'm employing nearly 200 people in my local city, creating all those jobs, all that national insurance, all that taxation, all those business rates, you know, helping feed all those families. You know, we house about 850 tenants. I love that upside. And of course, my upside is the brand, the reach, the revenue and the impact. So I hope you found this useful. Please do hit the share button. This is actually my money podcast. I have two podcasts, The Disruptive Entrepreneur and Money. This is my money podcast. I hope you found it useful. So please hit that share button. And just know that there are higher levels of wealth than you're currently at. So if you're at labor, how can you quickly get to management? If you're at management, how can you get to higher levels of management, which is level 2.5? If you're at higher levels of management, how can you get to strategy? And if you're strategy, how can you get to visionary? And to go to levels 2, 3, and 4 and beyond, you need to be an entrepreneur and you need to be an employer and you need to create economy and jobs. So I've enjoyed sharing this episode with you. This will be on the Money Podcast. If you don't already subscribe, it's my other podcast. I bet you didn't even know I had two podcasts. Hit the share button. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.